Good afternoon, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Thank you so much for joining me. Now, I must apologize for the last podcast. I put a podcast up and it was not the edited version, and there was a lot of noise and all kinds of stuff going on there. So, yes, it was a little bit messy. So I'm redoing that podcast. Because I've actually lost the original one as well. So without further ado, let's get to today's podcast. And that is going to be the signs that your relationship is over. Now, I know it can seem pretty obvious when our relationships are over and there's a lot of things going on within us that want to hang in there still, right? But I just want to talk about these very obvious signs that the relationship is probably done. And I think when we actually see these signs in front of us, it really confirms to us what we already know. So the first sign that your relationship is pretty much over is you are not happy in the relationship. You are just not happy any longer. There may be moments here and there where it seems okay, but in general, every day-to-day living, you're not happy. And that could be the same for the partner as well. The happiness is gone. And it can be easy actually to get used to being unhappy. But when you take a stand back and say, you know what, am I happy in this relationship? You know in your soul that you haven't been happy probably for a long while. So that's the first sign. The second sign is contemplating leaving the relationship. Like, you are oftentimes thinking about leaving that relationship, and you find yourself imagining if you were no longer in it, or what your life would be like if you had left it, or you're just checked out, right? So you do find yourself often going over the scenario of leaving the relationship. The third sign is that you are not having conversations anymore in the way you maybe once did, or if you are used to living in a kind of toxic relationship and it was never very present anyway, those conversations, you are now finding that the way you used to interact is now become a lot messier. So there's more bickering, there's more overreactiveness, there's just a lot of tension more often than it's ever been. So there's a lot of tension, a lot of bickering, and the whole energy has shifted, right? And again, this is something we can get used to and think it's just normal, right? But take a step back and look at how you're communicating and look at that energy with what's going on. The fourth sign that it's that you can guarantee that this is pretty much coming to an end is when you are feeling like the sexual side of things are either gone completely, or that sex becomes a chore, or you don't really want sex. And I always think of Tony Robbins when it comes to this quote, and it says, when it comes to sex, men need a place, women need a reason. Now, of course, that's very general, but I think that's kind of true. And I think if you are a woman and you've checked out, the last thing you want to do is have sex, right? And I know for some guys, it can be their way of communicating and feeling like everything's still okay, but the sex is different. You don't feel the way you did. It becomes a chore. You're not doing it out of love and care. It's, if you're doing it at all, it's because you feel you have to, just to keep the peace. And that is obviously a really big sign, right? So that's another obvious sign that your relationship is coming to an end. The next sign is you are generally just feeling it, kind of a little bit of what I've already said, but you're feeling a lot more fatigued than normal. So your physical health is actually taking a sort of slap from all this. It's like you find yourself more exhausted than normal. You're just not in the flow of things in the way you used to be. And life feels exhausting, right? You're just feeling that this is not where you want to be. You're tired a lot of the time, and you generally just know that your body doesn't feel the way it needs to feel, right? Does that make sense? So your energy, the energy levels, because you know when you're around good people, you feel good, but when you're in an energy like that isn't right for you, you start to feel drained by that energy, because you know
that it's the wrong environment for you, right? So that's another sign to be very mindful of if that's going on for you. I'm sitting here now, guys. I haven't gotten my list on me, and I'm thinking, what is that next sign? So I'm going to have a little waffle here, a little waffle on while I'm thinking about that next sign. Because the reason why it's really important to actually say it out loud, put it on the table, is because we can spend like years and years and years of our life in the wrong relationship. And fear stops us from doing what we need to do, even when those signs are very, very clear. So even when you know you're not happy, or your partner's not happy, or you're both not happy, or when the sex is completely vanished or gone away, or you're thinking about leaving that relationship and it doesn't happen, all these obvious signs we tend to almost ignore. We've lost the communication. We're not sharing things like we used to. It's very important, right, to get really honest about that, because this is your life and we want to live the best life, which is what leads me to my next point. I just remembered. This is why I need to write notes, right? Because it's, can't always remember everything that I'm thinking in my head. But the next point is that you are not laughing. The laughter has gone completely, not in the relationship anymore. And to the point where you rather be, which is kind of the next point really, you'd rather be by yourself, and the thought of when they're coming home from work, you're like, oh my gosh, here they come, and you don't really want them around. And the reason you don't want them around is because when they're around, you don't feel as good. You can't really be yourself because it's all yucky energy and it's all bickery and it's all just not where you really want to be. So you are finding, which is like I'm saying the next point, you are happier when they are at work or when they're away from you, right? The next sign that the relationship is pretty much over is that you are wanting to spend more time with your friends, or make plans with friends and other people, than you are with that partner, because you have a better time and you enjoy it more. So you've lost that whole connection where you don't even want to be around them. And this goes back to a lot of your energy and how we grow and evolve. And, you know, we do drift away, which is what happens sometimes, whether that relationship was, you know, healthy at one time, or whether it's always been kind of toxic. If you aren't growing together and communicating well and laughing and sharing, you know, eventually relationships do break down, because even the best relationships in the world take some kind of effort. There takes, you have to be invested in your relationship. You have to care about that other person. You have to want to be there for that other person, right? And so it's really important to look at, are you wanting to hang out with friends more than that partner? And just be honest about that. So there are just some of the signs. I'm sitting here thinking, of course we could talk in so much depth about this subject, but I wanted to keep this very succinct, just to give you that sort of overlay of kind of what could be going on for you. And hearing someone actually say it, I know can be kind of like a wake up call, even though you know this, right? You would know this hearing it. It's like, oh my gosh, it's so true. This is what's happening. And the question next would be, well, what is the next right thing you need to do? What is it that you in your soul feel that you can do now to change things? Because like I said, this is your life, and you don't want to be going on feeling this way, right? You want solutions. You want to be able to create something wonderful for your life. And if you have checked out emotionally and feel that there is no way of rectifying this or getting this back on track, maybe because you just don't want to, maybe because you've evolved and grown and you're ready to leave this toxic relationship, or you did once love this person but it's all now changed, then it's all about taking actions to create change, right? So that you can actually make those changes. So there's just a few obvious signs, guys, to look at in your relationship right now, and to be really honest with yourself. Our relationships are meant to add more to our lives. We need to be happy and healthy already, of course, but they're meant to bring more to our lives. And if you're feeling these obvious signs, then it's probably safe to say that this relationship is over. And the only reason it's still existing is because you are physically there as opposed to being there emotionally, spiritually. And you have to ask yourself, what are the consequences of staying in a relationship that I am not happy in? What will happen next week, next month, next year, 5 years, if I do nothing about it now? Now, I'm not here to tell you must do this. Of course, I'm not. Everybody has their path. Everybody has their journey. But we are not here for a long time on earth. We are here for a short time, and we want to make it our best life, right? So if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling confused, if you would like to have a chat with me, please contact me on my website, sallykaelin.com. Head over to my Instagram. You can DM me over there, Sally Kaelin, and let me help you on your journey with my coaching services. As I'm so passionate about helping people in these situations, because I know how incredibly difficult it is in this particular situation when you're still in a situation that you know you have emotionally left. Okay, guys, so that was the podcast. I hope that has been helpful for you. Apologies again for the podcast that went up before this. It was all over the place. It was two podcasts put together, so I was, you know, all over the place. I was like, oh my gosh, that got published. So yeah, anyway, I am going to love you and leave you. Ask me any questions you may have. I'm here to answer your questions. I'm here to help you and guide you and inspire you. Please leave a review if you feel this is helpful, and share with your friends or anyone else you feel that my podcast can help. Scroll back. I have a lot of other podcasts here that can be super helpful in your relationship journey. Sending you much love, guys.